All right. Well, I got a couple remarks here. I did get a chance to work the North American CUSO party yesterday. Got a few hours in, and I was pretty impressed with the bands. Everything seemed pretty good. I worked some 15, some 20, got a couple contacts on 10, but mostly 40, and then some on 80. And man, it was pretty good. Some pretty good signals out there. And as you know, the NAQP is a low power contest. You can't use high power. But you sure could tell a few of the guys had some pretty good low-power stations because they were really, really putting out. And my Pro 3, my dependable Icon, which I've been using nonstop for about the last 12 years, developed a problem, so I had to switch over to my digital station, convert everything over to that, and it was kind of cramped, but I was able to make a few contacts with that. So that worked out pretty well. And I had an experience with Windows 7 for some of you guys who like to mess with the computers. I had an old Dell. I wanted to put Windows 7 on it for a couple of applications that I had. I needed an older operating system. So it's pretty interesting. I had an old Dell Windows 7 disk with the Update 1 on it. So I put it on, and of course that's pretty ancient stuff. And during my research, I found that you can go to the Microsoft catalog, and they have all the updates from Windows 7. So you can go to that catalog. They have a number for it, and you download it, and presto, there's the 180 Windows 7 updates. So I was able to put that in, and then went to the Dell website and updated the BIOS and everything, and boy, it's a pretty good running Windows 7 computer now. All right, I got a couple of things for the last go-round, I guess, but I'll save that. Let me make one last call to everyone who'd like to join us for tonight's Mid-Michigan Net. Please call. Okay, well, Mike, let's go back to you and see if you're still on the road there. KD8MMH, if you're there, pick it up. And Rob, you're on standby.
Okay, NADRO, yes, this is KD8MMH, still here, a little bit farther south, kind of between Harrison and Clare right now. But not really much to add for this go-around, just not to mention the one day to plumbing on both the upper and the lower falls. But not too often. Just within the last few years, they built a new bridge there at the lower falls to get across to that island that you used to have to run a boat, I guess, to get over to. And I was just shocked at around the lower falls, just like with all the running water, it's amazing to see how many people were there. That's all we've got, and we'll turn it over to you. Thanks again for getting me in there, and hope you see for the move, dinner and a movie. KD8MMH 73 is all back to you, Jay. Thanks again.
Okay, Mike. Oh, you got a little bit choppy there, but for the most part, pretty much got everything on that, so very good. Yep, look forward to seeing you on Thursday night. That sure came up fast this summer. Okay, Rob, you're up next with Dave on standby, KC8SDL. Go ahead.
Very good there. In a group. I had a frog there. In a group. Yo, Charlie, she's out to Lima. Okay, very good about the show today. Well, actually, you got one more to do here. Well, actually, I got one more to do. I'm going to be doing the Octagon Barn, the fall family fun days. That is September 7th and 8th, at Saturday, Sunday, weekend after Labor Day. So if you happen to get over that way, I'll be there. And I might be at the River of Time again, like I did last year. I got to get hold of Shannon's number because I lost it when I got my new phone. Not all my numbers crossed over. So I'm going to hopefully I'll get with her and she'd like me to invite myself, or she'll invite me back for the River of Time, because last year, as you remember, I had a really good time for the River of Time. A lot of people were interested in my engines, so hopefully that will happen. Yeah, the North American QSO party, well, I had a big day yesterday, and by the time it was on, I was going to work it, but I was fell asleep in the chair, and so I missed that. First time I've missed it in a lot of years, but there's other times, no big deal there, the Fall Family Fun Days is September 7th and 8th, and it's just Octagon Bar, really easy to find. You just go east off of M25, take it all the way to Unionville, so you can drive over and get on Bay City Forest Hill Road, and then you're there, and it's pretty cool. So, I hope to see maybe a few weeks from now. It's a little less than a month, so hopefully I'll have my mag fixed by then. So, all right, 73's Dave doing a great job. We'll catch you down the log. Any ERO in the group, Kilowatt Charlie, 3W3M, 73's Dave.
Yeah, okay, Rob, yeah, thanks. I did make it. I've been to the Octagon Barn one time. It was some years ago, pre-pandemic, I think. I have Canadian cousins, and that'd be my cousin's husband, actually, who was a big-time antique car and collector, and they come from Ontario. Every year, go to the Octagon Barn, and he invited me to meet him over there one Saturday, I think, and had a great time going around to the old tractors. Brought back a lot of memories from growing up on the farm, so it was pretty cool. It'd be a good thing to show my grandkids, but they're too busy. There's always something going on the weekend for those guys, but. Anyway, I hope you have a good time with that. Dave, you're up next with, my list is a little messed up, but I think, Ron, you're after Dave. KTCQ, go ahead, Dave.
Well, good evening again, Dave and the rest of the group. Everybody, have a great week this week. I've got a little bit of nothing further here. But 7-3s to everybody, and you take care. We'll see you on the week.
Okay, Dave, you have a good week, too. Looks like it's going to be pretty decent weather coming up this week. Okay, Ron, we are down to you with Minnie on standby. KC8YVF, go ahead.
Thanks again, Dave. Yeah, for everyone, Thursday, this coming Thursday, 6 p.m., it's an hour early start time, out at Harry Brown Airport. The Aries group is doing our annual August picnic and movie night. We will provide hot dogs and buns and condiments and things like that. And then we just ask that anyone else that comes to bring a small dish to pass. You don't have to bring a lot. There's usually maybe 8 or 10 of us, maybe 12 at tops, so you don't need a lot, because if everybody brings something, there's everybody gets like a spoonful or two of something. So you don't need, bring gallons of food, because you'll be taking it 90% of it home. But this year's movie is something that everybody's asked for many years, so we've kind of gave in. We're going to be showing the original classic movie Airplane. So come on out and join us. Like I said, 6 o'clock, Harry Brown Airport, this coming Thursday, which is the 22nd. So everybody's welcome. Bring a friend, bring a spouse, bring a ham, bring a neighbor, bring somebody, and come out and join us. Like I said, we have a good dinner, and then we watch a entertaining movie of some kind, and then head home for the night. So it's something to do. And as you said, yeah, it's kind of like fall is coming, and what happened to summer? Wow. We got like a week or two of 90s, and then it went to fall, and then it went a little bit back to summer a little bit, and it's been raining and off and on. I've washed my car like twice this year. Just because about the time I wash it, it rains the next day. So I look at it and say, well, it's going to rain in 2 days. It's not worth washing it. So they're kind of a mess at the moment. I hopefully get time to do it. And as you said, I think this weekend is supposed to be nice again. So I'll probably be back on the motorcycle ride to work and back is the plan here. But we'll see what happens. So thanks, Dave, for doing that. I'll give you a buzz afterwards. Touch base with you for Thursday. Everyone have a safe weekend. And 73, KCYVF, back to that.
Okay, Ron. Well, fine business on everything. And, yeah, it's always very cool that you're able to ride your bike back and forth to work. That's got to save a little bit of gas money, for sure. And Dave, PCQ, and Rob, hey, guys, keep that in mind. It's always a good time to the dinner and a movie. It's a nice fellowship, and we always have a comfortable movie. A comfortable space for watching the movie. Minnie, you are up next, KDAPAZ, and that puts us at the end of the list. Go ahead, Minnie.
Well, again, Dave, this is KDAPAZ. Well, not too much more going on. Like I say, I went through all those boxes. I did go through some today of all the pictures that she had in albums and stuff, so... Otherwise, other than that, not doing too much. This is KD8PAZ back to NADRL. Talk to some of you tomorrow night.
Okay, Manny. Thank you. Always good to talk to you. All right, going over the schedule. Net control next week, the 25th, is Rick. And then Dave, you're on September 1st, and Ron... you'll be up on September 8th and back to me on the 15th. And that goes by quick. Before we end up here, let's make another quick call, see if there's anybody who'd like to join us for tonight's net. Please call. Okay, well, one last comment from me. As I mentioned, my Icon Pro 3, 756 Pro 3, which has been faultless over these years, has developed a problem. So now I'm kind of in a quagmire whether to just sell it the way it is, because it is an old radio, pretty much obsolete, but I still love using it. Should I try to get it fixed, or should I just go ahead and sell it as is? It's... hopefully not a terrible expensive repair, and maybe somebody would want it. I've got enough radios. I really don't need to buy another one. I've got much newer radios, but this one has always been my go-to radio. So a little bit of a quagmire conundrum, I guess, with that. And we talked a little about the gardens. Our third string cucumbers are starting to kick in, and tomatoes have been great. Little tomatoes have really worked out well. Got a few green beans still popping up now and then, and we're getting some really nice peppers, so it's been a good year for us garden-wise. All right, sir, before I wrap up the net, have any last comments anybody would like before we close? All right, well, tonight, including myself, we had six check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated tonight. This is David, NADRL. This net is now closed at about 7. I'm at a different spot. I'm in my upstairs den, so I don't know where everything, all the clocks are. Looks like about 7:32. So we will turn the repeater back to normal amateur use. Okay, gang, have a great week. This is N8ERL, clear.